I said, I said, who lit the sunshine and stars and moon? I said, who let the cool blue read on you? I said, you sitting up here talking like God did? I just tell you what I said. I think I was telling right. I said, whoever put that out on the outside, I believe with all my heart it's a lie. And I do. But don't you?
Sure do.
Yes, I do. Anybody gonna make me believe God did? Who woke me up this morning? Who give me knowledge and wisdom to do things I do? For life's trying to make a living. And you talking about God did? No. Ain't no way. You wouldn't be able to drive your car down the road and go from one territory to another. And God did. Who can? You ain't got nothing to kill yourself on. You don't have no power the moment he give you. If it take away from you right now, you can't even move. Do you believe that?
Sure do.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, tell me about your parents. Were they raised here in County too?
Yes. Definitely, and I can't tell you definitely just why my brothers can tell me about why my granddad, and they used to live up, when I told you we live up in 13. My granddad, my grandmother's brother, he had a home place up there. Now she used to own from here clean to the highway. My grandmother did. And the Dick Whitley, he lived up in the number 13 district, because this was number one at the time. And
about how far are we from Covington, by the way?
You're about 6 miles from Covington.
6 miles in what direction is that?
If you go back to, how you come in the 4-way?
Right.
Come from the 51.
Right.
It's just about 6 miles either way you take.
Was that east or west of Covington or what?
We east of Covington.
East.
Mm-hmm.
So you were all, I can't remember if I asked you or not, but you were born right out here in this area then?
Mm-hmm. And my grandmother.
Is that on your mother's side or your father's?
My father's side. She was, she knew about a little slave. And she used to sit down and tell me about, she used to tell us that we won't, her husband was bald, you know, just like you sell hoes and things, you know, people you sell hoes and things, folks back there. Like you see on Route Side, they used to sell them, and that's what they used to do back there to tell me. Mm. My grandmother told me, I'll tell you how I got mine. And she said, just like they send her mother out at the car, and she was young, if they didn't get that car when they come back, she got to hoop it. And they had to work and push and tote logs just like men. And burn bridge sometimes they have get big men, fat men like you. Get one or two and throw them big and long, saying you better tote it. Yeah, they told it. She told me that. She said, her great aunt told her that she was sitting out of car and it had a snake, that the car was a whoopee. And she stayed so long on this car and went around when it got found, and the snake was hitting right around her so tight. But she got over it somehow. I ran out on how to get called a snake a whoopee. You don't hear talk of the whoopee?
I've heard of those.
I don't saw one. They told me that's what it was in the zoo. And said you had to go through all things like that. If they tell you, you won't get no supper, you didn't get none. And you had to take whatever they give you. You know, I looked at roots when it come on that one. I had a many different minds. Do you know we got, I'm still telling you, do you know we got lots to be thankful for? Your race was in there just like mine.